Thank you, Lois. I feel intimidated tonight because just before I came to Tucson, we were at a poetry reading given by Robert Pinsky, and someone afterwards asked him to justify poetry readings, why he gave them, because the person who asked said that it was too difficult to understand poetry when you just listen to it, and he agreed. And so I am very much under the influence of that. The person who asked it was the poet herself. Well, nevertheless, I'd like to start with the poem called Naming the Animals. This is what Adam is supposed to have done, as you know, given names to all the animals. Until he named the horse, horse, hoofs left no prints on the earth, manes had not been invented, swiftness and grace were not married. Until he named the cow, cow, no one slept standing up, no one saw through opaque eyes, food was chewed only once. Only after he named the fish, fish, did the light put on skins of yellow and silver oil, revealing itself as a dancer and high jump champion of the world. Just as later, he had to name the woman, love, before he could put on the knowledge of who she was with her small hands.